calling from seclusion to tell you about my man. I'm coming from seclusion.
That was Hattie McDaniel, well before she became a famed actress. A recording made 1926 of Boohoo Blues from a CD collection of the same name. She was accompanied by Lovey Austin's Serenaders. And Hattie McDaniel is the subject of a live stage show called Hi Hat Hattie, which is opening this Friday at the Aurora Fox Theater at 9900 East Colfax Avenue, and we've right here the starring actress who portrays Hattie McDaniel. Welcome to Studio Flow, Anna High. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is a Denverite's dream come true, I'm sure, to portray one of our most famous daughters.
Oh, it is a dream, definitely. I feel very blessed just to step into her shoes and kind of experience what she went through.
And you're a native Denverite yourself, just about?
Pretty much. Born in New Mexico, but I've lived in Denver for the last so odd years. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but...
And Aurora Fox, you've worked a few productions there now, have you?
Yeah. I was in Porgy and Bess last fall, playing the role of Serena, and then I've done a few other productions: Dreamgirls, Once on This Island, and The Color Purple.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah,
very good. And when it comes to Hattie McDaniel, McDaniels plural, she's certainly known by many for her role as Mammy in Gone with the Wind, which won her an Academy Award, the very first African-American to receive as such. But a lot of people, myself included, until recently, I didn't know she had a singing career.
Yeah, I mean, that's really how she started, singing in her dad's church, singing in churches here in Denver, you know, singing in school and stuff like that, and then touring with different, you know, she was in Showboat, she toured with Professor George Morrison, she did a bunch of stuff, so, yeah.
And what is the general makeup of the show? Are you reminiscing, or are you in the moment as Hattie?
You kind of see a little bit of both. Basically, she's stepping back into, it takes place in the Denver Orpheum Theater, which of course doesn't exist anymore.
No.
But it's kind of her coming back and kind of looking back on her life, looking back at everything that has happened and how she ended up where she was. And, you know, it's really lovely, but you also see her really stepping into the moment. So it's not just her reminiscing, it's actually in the moment of her, all these things she lives through.
With musical numbers, I'm certain.
With, yes, 14 songs.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's wonderful. It's a beautiful piece.
Oh, what is in Hattie's repertoire for the show?
Well, I sing, you know, Amazing Grace. I sing I Thought I'd Do It, which is a song she actually wrote. It's kind of her big, that was her first song she sang on the radio.
And that's the one we'll be playing here in a few moments' time.
Perfect, mm-hmm. Perfect. A bunch of stuff I sing a few songs from Showboat. Just a few different blues songs. I do St. Louis Blues, Birth of the Blues, Sorrowing Heart. She does a bunch of stuff. So.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Were you very familiar with her life before you were offered this role?
Not really. Just the Oscar aspect and from Gone with the Wind. So delving into her was pretty epic, kind of realizing her rise and then, of course, her kind of just as epic fall that she had as well. So,
Yeah. What caused her fall? I don't know if I know that story.
Really, it was... because she was playing such a stereotype, such a black stereotype, that really her and a lot of the people from that time, their careers pretty much tanked after the NAACP kind of came after them for portraying, you know, Negro stereotypes. And she regained some of her career, but, you know, pretty much broke her heart. So.
Oh, that's sad. A lot of entertainers faced that kind of social backlash for being seen as taking part in traditional stereotypes, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Do you think that her legacy has superseded all of that? Can we look at her as an individual rather than a representation?
You know, hopefully a little bit, but not that much. I think there's aspects of her that, you know, people just remember those specific things. If they look deep into it, they realize everything she did. Her biggest, her most famous quote was, "I'd rather play a maid for $700 than be a maid for $7 a week." So that kind of explains that she was doing what she could to, you know, she took the role she could to act as she wanted to. So, you know, I hope that over time we'll learn more about her and people will embrace her more.
Well, the more people are able to put history into context and the figures therein, and I think we're getting better at that as a society, since there's so much information at our fingertips nowadays.
Yeah.
And hopefully there will be an understanding.
Yes, definitely.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Eric. Hi there. And we are talking with actress Anna High, who is performing in High Hat Hattie as the title character, Hattie McDaniels, the actress and singer who grew up here in Denver, Colorado. The show opens Friday, November 24th, and runs Thursdays through Sundays through December 23rd.
Correct, yes.
And Aurora Fox Theater, many of you know it, 9900 East Colfax Avenue. They're on the web at aurorafoxartscenter.org.
Yes, and we are actually doing $18 student tickets on Thursday nights.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And what are some other roles that you've not yet gotten to portray that you would like to sometime?
Oh, man, there's a good amount. I think there's certain roles age-wise that I haven't hit yet. I'd love to get my hands on Hairspray at some point and play Motormouth in Hairspray.
Yay.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many fun things. Denver's been really nice to me, but I've never done Ain't Misbehavin'. I'd love to get my hands on that piece just to sing some of that music. Yeah, I mean, there's so many pieces. I mean, I couldn't even name some of them, but yeah.
Ain't Misbehavin' is another show with a lot of songs from the 1920s and 30s.
Exactly.
Is that where your musical heart is?
You know, my musical heart is everywhere. I was studied classical in college. My mom was an opera singer when I was a kid, so kind of started there. I do musical theater. I love hard rock. I love everything, so anything I can get my hands on.
It's good to have a varied musical diet.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I thought I'd return to the music
awesome.
At this point
Wonderful.
With I Thought I'd Do It, which is a voice and piano duet, although Hattie herself was a good piano player. Hattie McDaniels and pianist Tiny Parham. And this is I Thought I'd Do It. Anna High, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for keeping alive a truly one-of-a-kind Denver musical legacy in the form of Hattie McDaniels.
Definitely.
I Thought I'd Do It on KUVO.org.
Now look here, Johnny. I mean, Mr. Brown. Don't come here smiling, trying to run me down. Don't come here lying about you working late. Cause it's your mama's gonna give you the gate. You told me your love was strong as Samson of old. Just stand still, brother, till I get you told. You never miss your sweet cake till your sugar's all gone. You never miss your mama till she says so long. You never miss the music till you're ready to sing. You're thinking now of wedding bells, but they will never ring. I thought I'd take you back some time ago. Thought I'd let you love me just once more. Several times I thought I'd do it, but I knew someday I'd rue it. So now I've changed my mind this evening, but now I've changed my mind. Get up off your knees, son, it's too late now. Pick it, son, while I get him towed. So you won't do for me. I can't keep from thinking of your evil deed. thinking of you sowing all them evil seeds. Oh, they ain't no use to sniffle and whimper and whine. I've took you back for your last time. So as ye sow, shall ye reap. And so I've changed my mind early this morning. And so I've changed my mind.